Madam Chair,
what's the point of order? Who's asking for a point of order?
This is Dwayne Lark.
I heard someone else.
This is Dwayne Lark.
Yes, Dwayne.
Madam Chair,
what's the point of order?
You acknowledge the fact that I was on the call and you said that you would mark me. I have the secretary mark me present a long time ago, but the secretary indicated he did not. Did you not acknowledge me on the phone earlier?
I thought I did.
Well, no, you didn't think you did. You had to because I have requested it. So I want to know exactly what is the process here? What are the procedures? Because I have found that there are some inconsistencies about the secretary marking people present and absent.
It's okay. You've been marked present.
Well, I shouldn't have to say that twice in a meeting.
It's okay, Dwayne. If you voted, you're here.
That's not the
point. It was an oversight.
Even if I could not have gotten on the phone again.
Okay, Dwayne, now. Okay.
Phone.
Yeah.
I should have been marked present is the point.
Parliamentarian for the staff.
I thought that you were marked present. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I heard Mr. Lark when he got on the phone. I also heard the secretary acknowledge that he is on the phone. I marked him down myself as the 19th director present. But the only time that the issue really surfaces is when it comes to voting. And if you were unable to vote, that would be an issue. But I see that he has been able to vote. So I think all is well, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you very much.
Madam Chair,
okay.
Benito.
Yes, Benito. What's your point of order? What do you want the floor for, Benito?
Yeah, I just want to correct the vote. Mr. Crozier said that there were four or possibly five abstaining. I count six, including yourself.
Okay.
Or five.
Mr. Secretary, could you correct the vote,
let me ask who, because I have – I recorded Adriana is not voting, not abstaining. So maybe that you're counting her? And I counted five others, including the chair. Okay. So I'll record her as not voting. And I knew you had any more questions. Now, Dwayne.
I said I cannot vote because nobody answered my question, then put me like an abstention. That's okay.
Madam Chair, the parliamentarian for the staff.
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
And this, Madam Chair, this is directed to the secretary. When someone says that I am not voting or that I am not participating in this vote, that equals to an abstention. That's what I wanted to tell the secretary. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So now we're back to the main motion. You had a question, Adriana.
Chair, I keep seeing the motion that I received, and that keep talking about the budget that was approved. We are approving that budget, and was repeated a million times. That why is the need to put it there? Obviously, the executive director knows perfectly what she needs to do, or she needs to hire or not hire, or do whatever she has to do. I don't know why we need to put this here that said that we approve something that we don't even see. This doesn't make sense for me. I mean, if we want to pass this, have nothing to do with the budget that is not there, that is not ready, that is not approved. Why do we need to say something different? I don't understand that part. Thank you.
Adriana, I sent you the budget 5 minutes ago.
Carol for the stack.
Okay.
But it's not
all
approved.
Right. So we had 2-4, and now Adriana is speaking against, and I spoke against in order to amend it. So now it's time to go to a vote on this motion. Okay, so Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Yeah.
Wait. Madam Chair, can you clarify what we're voting?
Sorry?
What are we on?
We're voting on the main motion that now, which was just substituted by my substitute that I sent by email. What?
Yep. Well, we're voting on the substitute as the main motion?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so are there any objections?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
Okay, Grace already voted yes. Gary Bost? Can't hear you, Gary. Adriana Cassanave?
I cannot vote for a budget that is unapproved, no.
That means no? Okay, Adriana votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis, I assume, is not on the call. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No. Now I understand.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay, Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
Abstain.
William abstains. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne votes no.
Okay, Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer? Can't hear you, Ken. Maybe you're muted. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. Let's see, I didn't hear Gary. Gary Bost?
Gary votes yes.
Okay, Gary votes yes. Thank you. Didn't hear Joseph Davis or Tony Leon. I guess they're not on the call. So let me count. We have
Ken
12
Love.
Yes. Oh, that's right, Ken. I didn't hear you either. Are you on? Can't hear you, Ken. Okay, we have 12 yes, 3 no's, and 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
That would be 3 abstentions. That's approved.
Okay, so the motion on the affiliate program status is approved. All right, great. So now go to the next item, the bylaw amendments. Bylaw motion from Carol Travis. See below. So the bylaw motion.
Bylaw amendment motion
from Carol Travis is shown below, and that's for 20 minutes. And then there's another section on other bylaw amendments for 60 minutes. So 20 minutes to start out with, Adriana. Carol, would you like to...
I have a request for information, Madam Chair.
Yes, what's your request for information?
Yeah, it's I don't understand very well this because the agenda that I received said bylaw amendments, and the first part said bylaw motion from Travis. See below, it means it's a new bylaw amendment that didn't go through the whole process, just as we show the data, we go through, I want to know where this comes from. Where are the six directors that vote for this? Where was the process that the bylaw amendment talk about? How, when this come up? Like I said, in the last week, I didn't receive the emails from the
PC. May I respond?
I'm assuming that maybe you know something that they don't.
Okay, so Carol, could you explain what your motion number one is?
Yes, it's that this was part of the bylaws that were posted on January 27th as part of the bylaw review process. And if you look at that on the Pacifica National Board website, you'll find that there's an omnibus set of bylaws, and it says specifically, I was trying to pull it up so that I could read you what it specifically says, but my computer isn't cooperating. But what it specifically says is that this, although this is an omnibus package, it is with the intent that any section can be pulled out discreetly for discussion and vote. And so what I am doing in the motion is pulling out two related specific parts of what was a part of that amendment that was posted on January 27th. So that's on that. Do you want me to read it, Nancy?
No, I'm sorry, but that doesn't answer.
Did it answer your question, Adriana?
No, Madam Chair. I can go there, and I can see here in the Pacifica Foundation, the second group, and said that this was approved by the PNB on November 29, 2018, approving a timeline. I don't know where all that says, said, or was part of that back and forth that the executive committee were doing. Because this isn't here. I don't know where you're telling me that this that you just put here, where it is in the bylaws that are posted here in the Pacifica Foundation website.
Okay.
You cannot afford
May I answer that? May I
finish the question? Maybe you understand what I'm asking? According to the process, you cannot even change a comma after that is being put there. Then that's why you need to try to explain to me a little better what you are saying. Thank you.
Okay. Where did you not find what I said? On the front page of the Pacifica.org website, you can see second group, these amendments to the Pacifica bylaws have been proposed, and they will be voted on starting in March by the Pacifica National Board and the local boards. These bylaws are presented pursuant to the motion approved by the PNB on November 29th, approving a timeline for a second set of minutes and bylaws, etc. And then down there it says view the file, click here, and then you open it up and it says overview. This is a comprehensive package. Because of the color coding, it's easy to skim to find the change sections in three places. There are two proposed choices, Article 5, Section 1B, Article 5, Section 1A, Article 7, Section 2. This draft is submitted to move the governance conversation along. We do not expect it will be adopted in whole. We submit it as individual changes for consideration by article and section. We did this to simplify and clarify and to make our board smaller and more effective. And what I did was pulled out something. I copied it from this and pasted it from both page 20 and then from, and I can tell you the second page if you want me to tell you the second page, but the first part, I copied and pasted from this onto the motion, and I copied and pasted the second part from the motion, so it has been posted, and it is totally within the procedures.
Madam Travis.
Adriana, do you have a point of order?
Yes. This has nothing to do. This has nothing. The process, a very clear process that the Pacifica Foundation by law describes, propose a bylaw amendment and how need to be posted, how to be announced in all the stages, how before all the time that need to be, all of that need to happen, and then. But you, even when you post it and you start advertising, from there you cannot change a comma.
I think I understand your point of order. Let me see if I can. Can I repeat it? So are you saying that this motion is not valid because it can't be voted on because it is a change to what is on the what has been noticed, because what was noticed was one big long set of bylaw amendments, and the only way that can be voted on is all together, not individually, as Carol is doing? Is that what your point of order you're trying to make?
Absolutely. This is not part of the process. And we have from the, you have, Marcy, I think that you sent to us from the attorney, being very clear about some of these points. I mean, I know that you have the numbers, but that doesn't mean that you can do by motion, do whatever, even changing the bylaws in this ridiculous way.
Could we get Mr. Tatum to talk about this?
Yeah, Mr. Tatum, would you like to discuss this or give an opinion on this? Do you understand what Adriana's concern is?
I'm not 100% clear on her concern, but I would like for the board to spell out the notice date for me, the 45 days, and the exact notice date. And the notice date would include, I believe, two votes per calendar year. January 1st through December 31st. So could the board tell me when the notice date is?
The notice date for this second group was, let me see here. Where is that? If you click on it, I believe it's there. Bottom.
This bill, may I help?
Yeah. Proposed Omnibus Pacifica proposed bylaw changes January 2019. I don't see the actual day. Submitted by directors Carol Travis. Go ahead, Bill. What's the date?
If you go to pacifica.org/pnb_bylaws.php, it says January 27th, 2019, and then there's a link to download the PDF file.
Oh, right. Okay. So under PNB, bylaw amendments,
that's not the right one.
Oh, that's
not
already passed. Yeah. Already passed bylaw. Say where it is again. Sorry.
pacifica.org/pnb_bylaws.php.
Oh, that's okay. Right. I see. Okay. pacifica.org/pnb_bylaws.php. Okay. You go to the Pacifica website, you click on PNB, and then there's another tab that says bylaws, and you click on that, and that will give you that location that I just announced. And it says there, bylaw amendments proposed January 27th, 2019. And you click on it where it says here, and it opens up, and it shows Pacifica proposed bylaw changes, overview, and it has all the changes proposed by Carol. And Adriana is saying that we have to vote on all of them. We cannot pull one of them out and vote on one of the bylaws.
May I read the, Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes.
Nowhere in the discussion in the bylaws of amendments does it indicate that there can't be amendments that specifically say you can take pieces of the amendments. It talks about the posting, the timelines, that that if it has certain, if it impinges on members' rights or things like that, that it has to have a membership vote. But it has nothing about prohibiting submitting a package of bylaws and indicating from the beginning that it is designed to be used in pieces if people so desire and if the board votes as is required to vote.
Thank you for that, Madam Chair.
Under Robert's Rules of Order, bylaws can be voted on seriatim, which means each separately, and the other choice is to vote for them en bloc, which means that they can be voted on as a packet. So the best scenario, of course, would be to vote on them en bloc as an entire package, but if any member wants to separate them out, then they do have a right to separate them out.
Okay, so I'm going to make a ruling on this. Thank you, Mr. Tatum. Since it doesn't say whether or not we can do this in our bylaws, but it says we're governed by Roberts, and Roberts says we can do this, I'm going to rule that your point of order is not well taken.
Madam Chair, is anybody reading Article
17? May I read the bylaw now, Madam Chair? Can we move forward on this?
No, wait, I'm not done yet. So I'm ruling that your point of order is not well taken.
Madam Chair, anybody, can you ask the parliamentarian to look at Article 17? How the amendments are supposed to be voting and approved?
Okay. That would be, let's see here, let me get that up.
I have Article 17 in front of me.
Okay.
I mean, you want me to read all of Article 17?
Which part are you referring to, Adriana?
I'm referring on the amendment that said September 10, 2014, say 1, and specifies how it could be done. And you can see there that it's not any way the bylaw amendments, ones that are proposed there, you can vote yes or no. That you cannot change it. You can vote any of those proposed amendments
point
one by
order.
One.
Point of
and
order.
That's all. Read it.
Right, one point of order at a time. Okay, so that was my ruling, was that it does not say here in the amendment, in Article 17, anything about whether or not you can, vote on the individual bylaw themselves if the changes were submitted as a block. It doesn't say, you can vote on them in block, or they're individual bylaws. As long as you don't change what was proposed in the amendment to that particular bylaw, like you can't break apart the bylaw and only vote on parts of it. But you can according to Roberts, you can vote individually on each bylaw.
Yes.
So that's not the point.
That's not the point.
That's
point of order.
I agree with that. I agree with that, Madam Chair.
Point
the
of order.
One second, Karen.
Any particular one. That is the point here. That's why she has two that we are not part, we are part of the package, but she modified those two. That's what I'm saying.
No, you mean the motion number one is a modification of what was proposed in the notice?
Tell me where that one was in the notice, exactly like the one that she's proposing, one and two.
May I speak?
Yes, Carol, can you answer that question? Is that in the omnibus package?
They're both in the package, and it is true that there are two parts, but they are absolutely linked and related. But there are two parts of the omnibus package, two separate articles, they are related. And if one is changed, the other must be changed. So they go together. And they are, you know, they're part of that omnibus package. I cut and pasted them. They are exactly the way they were noticed on January 27th.
All right, thank you. Okay, so there's no changes. So you're, that's an answer to your question. So I've ruled your point of order not well taken, and so we're going to move on.
I challenge your ruling, Madam Chair. Because that's what Carol Travis is saying. Why she need to change it then?
Okay, so I am going to motivate my ruling. My ruling is that, I'll restate it again, that we are, as per Robert's rules, we are allowed to vote individually on articles that were part of a block of articles that were proposed to be changed, because it does not say in our bylaws that we cannot do it, and so we're going to be falling back on Article 16, Parliamentary Procedure, the rules contained in Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised as amended from time to time, shall govern the foundation in all cases where they are applicable and in which they are not inconsistent with these bylaws or any special rule of order which the foundation may adopt. So that's my motivation. Is there anyone that would like to speak against my motivation, my ruling?
Madam Chair, may I make a point of order, please?
We have to finish this one first.
Madam Chair, Benito.
Okay, go ahead, Benito.
Okay, I couldn't hear all of this, but based on what I understood, I think I heard Carol Travis say that for entrance. Hello?
Go ahead.
I think maybe she can clarify, but I think I heard Carol say that for X reason, and that's part of what I did not hear, she had to make changes on those two amendments because you had to make the amendment to the first one, and then that forces you to make an amendment to the second one. Is that what I heard?
So what her motion is to put these two, to vote on these two articles together because they are linked, because they refer back and forth to each other. And so if only one of them were to pass, then the bylaws would be inconsistent. And so she's put both of them together in a single motion because they both have to be changed at the same time. Is that correct, Carol?
No.
No?
Point of order.
That's not correct.
This is dilatory.
It was 15 minutes on this, and I as I've been watching it, it's exceeded that.
Carol, is my explanation correct as to what you did with your motion?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
thank
yes.
you. All right, thank you. Okay. All right. Okay, anybody want to speak for my ruling?
Yes, I speak for it. Let's vote.
Okay, anybody else against?
Yes, Mansoor.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I speak for it and let's vote.
Okay, anybody else against? Benito, you already spoke. Okay, so I'm not going to motivate again because I think it's clear now to everyone why this is being done and why I ruled that Adriana's point of order was not well taken. And so now we're going to vote on my ruling. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
Okay, so a yes vote is to support the chair's ruling, or to uphold that. Grace Heron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Gary Bost?
Yes.
Gary votes yes. Adriana Casanave? Can't hear you, Adriana. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey? Can't hear you, Chris.
Sorry. Yes.
Okay. Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis? I assume he's not on the call. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen? Can't hear you, William. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon? I believe he's not on the call. Mansoor Sabah?
Mansoor Sabah stands with the chair, Nancy. Yes.
Okay. Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. Going back, I didn't hear Adriana. Is she muted?
Apparently
no,
she can't.
Not.
She's off the call, but somehow she can't get back on the call. So.
Okay. Didn't hear Joseph Davis. Didn't hear William Heerwagen.
William here. I think I have Adriana. She must have gotten cut off. Can you hear Adriana?
Okay, I'm sending her some new numbers. I'm sending her some new numbers to try.
Okay, how do you vote, William? I didn't hear you either.
Abstain.
Abstains. Dwayne Lark, I didn't hear you. Tony, I believe, is not on the call. Do you want me to announce the count, or do you want to wait for Adriana?
Yeah.
It's not going to make a difference in the outcome.
On my phone, it looks like she should be connected. I tried to connect her, but I don't know what happened.
Okay, Adriana, can you... unmute yourself or something. We cannot hear you. I sent you some new numbers. There she is. Okay, now we hear you. Go ahead.
I'm in William phone.
We're voting on my ruling. How do you vote?
I'll be here. Vote no.
Okay, thank you. All right,
okay,
go ahead and do the count.
No. Okay, it's 13 yes, 2 no, and 2 abstentions.
Chair votes yes.
Okay, so it'll be 14 yes.
Okay, my ruling stands. Okay, now I need an extension of time if we're going to I think we're past the 20 minutes on this item, are we, Adriana?
Let's just vote.
All
right. You haven't even read your motion yet.
I know, but people have had it since January 27th. But and I can indicate what it says overall. It creates an executive committee. That's the officers plus one director from each station and the executive director. And it will have the authority to have monthly meetings, set agendas, stay in touch on a monthly basis to the day-to-day business of PNB meetings, call special meetings, but have no authority to exercise any powers without board approval. If the secretary is not a director, he shall attend the meetings just to take notes but not participate. If the treasurer is not a director, he shall attend but if called upon, but shall have no vote. Elections of officers and the executive committee shall happen at the first PNB of each election year of officers and executive committee by majority vote. However, that if there are nominations of more than two people, the position shall be chosen by majority vote. The executive committee shall be responsible to make monthly reports on the National Foundation matters activity should they not be covered by any ED or CFO reports. And the Section 8 just eliminates the coordinating committee, which has lesser authority, and indicates that this other committee is set up. That's it.
It also looks like it removes the governance committee.
Yeah, that's what I – oh, the governance – the coordinating committee. It's the coordinating committee and the governance committee, right. So it's really replacing those two committees with one committee, but with a representative from each board and the executive director acting on the committee so that it can a representative group can be meeting and help facilitate and make the national board meetings, the PNB meetings, more efficient and really representing people from all the stations so that if a decision is made that people from the local stations can understand through the people who are on the executive committee what's going on. And so it should facilitate better meetings, less PNB meetings, but significant PNB meetings because there's no authority without the PNB, but ones where there's been a lot of stuff sorted out in another arena, which includes the executive director. And that's the substance of it. And I'm hoping that before 7:30 or 10:30 that we can vote on this. It's been, you know, up there since January 27th.
I have a question. If this is to remove the governance committee, who will work on governance issues like bylaws?
This committee can be looking at all of that.
Okay.
And make proposals. Yeah.
I'd like to second this motion.
Okay, so seconded. All right.
And I think we have the time at 7:30 to vote.
This is Maskila. Can I speak?
It is to the second chair.
So one
We're
second.
Past time.
We're past time. We need an extension of time. If there's any questions, though, Maskila, you haven't spoken yet.
I have not. Can I?
Mansur would like to extend time.
Okay.
No more than 5 minutes because we want to vote on it. 5 minutes extension time.
Okay. Thank you, Mansur. Any second?
Second.
Any objections?
Yeah, I object to this change.
We're objecting to extending time for 5 minutes. Okay. No objections to extending time. Go ahead, Maskila.
Yeah, if this board was a real board, I would say go ahead. You know what I'm saying? But this board is not a real board, and the officers are not delineated. I mean, I know we have a chair and we have a vice chair and we have an executive director. Who would the other officers be? I'm not sure of that. If this board were not so aligned, you know what I'm saying? That there is a majority and a minority, and you don't know who is in charge at whatever time, and the majority would be ruling the board at one point, and the minority have no say. If this board were a board, a real board, concerned about everybody, then I might vote for this. But this board is not a real board that is concerned about each and every person. That's what I see. I've seen it for the last 2 years. It's ridiculous, utterly ridiculous. And the foundation loses its respect. It's
15 seconds.
Anyway, there's no way that I could vote for this. I just don't see a way that I could say, that this is the right thing for us to do, because I know one group will be in charge and the other group will be out. Okay, that's it.
Bill for the stack.
Thank you. Okay, Bill and then Adriana.
Mansur for stack as well.
Okay,
this would just remove the governance committee the governance committee from the list of standing committees. It doesn't say you can't have a governance committee. So if we need one, the BNB could reestablish one, just like some of the other committees are. That's all I was going to say.
Thank you. Benito?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So first of all, I agree absolutely with everything Matthew said. And I would just simply add, Carol Travis and whoever helped her write this.
I don't want anybody. I don't want anyone questioning the motives of anyone else tonight. I'm going to call you out of order if you start to do that. Just check yourself.
Please don't put words in my mouth.
When you mention someone's names, then your comments are out of order. It sounds like you're questioning the motivation. Your comments are questioning the motivations of someone. This is out of order.
Well, putting words in my mouth and in my thoughts.
Right. So I'm just giving you a warning. Give Benito another 20 seconds because I interrupted him. Go ahead. Go ahead, Benito.
Well, I didn't even talk to me, but the point is, Carol talks in terms of increasing the motivation being the increasing the efficiency of the PNB. But in fact, what it would do is exactly what Maskelat said. I would remind everyone of the famous words that Hitler made the trains run.
The time is up.
We can leave it right there.
I think that is implying. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Finish.
Madam Chair, are you allowing me to continue?
Go ahead.
Thank you. So the point is that we need to increase democracy as. And those are my words. Maskelat said it a different way. But the point is that the board needs to be representative of all, not just factions, but groups of people, stations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, geographic groups, demographic groups, blah, blah. You know, And what this does is simply concentrate power in the hands of two or three people, and that's basically it.
Yeah. All right, thank
this
you.
Is going in
All right, thank
direction.
You. I think I'm kind of Mansoor, your turn.
No, sure.
Me. What's happening with me?
I'm taking 2-4, 2 against. I've already had 2 against. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much.
Go ahead, Mansoor.
All right, thank you. So I just think the word efficiency has been taken out of context here. Making it a relationship to some other entity in the history. When chaos ruling some meetings and executive committees are very much needed, plus all the organizations, most all the organizations have executive committees that it's not one or two people. It's actually 5, 6, 7 people. So I am all for this executive committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Did I have 2 against? Or I just had
you Benito. Did. Yes, you did.
I had.
Mascula
yes.
and.
Oh, right. I'm
Benito.
Right. Mascula. Right. Thank you. Right. Sorry,
and you have three in favor, right?
So, no.
No.
Yes. Carol. Okay. So, Carol. So now we're going to go to a vote. Carol was answering questions. Carol was answering questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have 3 in favor.
Yeah, like,
you don't have the floor. It's time to go to a vote.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Gary Boast?
Yes.
Gary votes yes. Adriana Casanave?
No, to justify an executive committee that
Adriana votes no. Robin Collier?
No.
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis? No, he's not on the call. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito Diaz?
Absolutely no.
Benito votes no. Jan Goodman? Can't hear you, Jan. William Heerwagen?
No, to an executive committee, thank you.
William votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Jan votes yes. Excuse me.
Jan votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Dwayne Lark.
See, I don't see him.
You skipped him, Bill.
Okay, Ken Laufer?
Bill, you
yes.
skipped him.
Oh, I skipped... Oh, I sure did. Sorry, Sabrina. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs.
Yeah.
You didn't answer, Sabrina. He called on you. You didn't answer.
No, he called on me, then Jan jumped in. That's what happened.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I put down. Yeah, okay. Right, all right. Could I put down yes, but you're right. Okay, that was Jan, yeah. So, Sabrina, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Apologize about that.
Right.
Dwayne Lark, not on the call, I guess. Or muted. Ken Laufer.
Yes.
Vote yes. Tony Leon is not here. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
No.
Muscular votes no. Going back, let's sit in here of Joseph Davis, or Dwayne Lark, or Tony Leon. Let me count. We have 13 yes, 4 no's, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Okay. 13 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, so the PNB has voted to approve these two articles of a bylaw amendment.
We can continue with the rest of them next week.
They will go on, and now they will go on to the LSB to vote on.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Adrienne?
Do we have time certain for executive session?
Let's see here. I'm certain at 10:30. Yes.
I haven't received any number to call in for the executive session.
Same number.
Is that Robin? It would be the same number.
Okay.
So we have time certain to go to the executive session at 10:30. So unless there's an extension of time that's too...
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Nancy? Somebody wanted to be recognized.
Nancy?
I am here. I'm here. My maestro was muted. Sorry. I don't know how that happened, but let's see. Jan looks muted, too. And so does
I know who's Jan. Done it to you.
Who's that?
I know who's done it to you, who mutes you.
Oh, who?
Can you
tell?
I can't tell you. No, I have to talk to you privately.
Okay, well, all right. I'd like to know how you can tell that. Okay. So, Grace.
This is Grace. May I be Yes, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. For a second?
To executive session.
Second.
Okay.
Yeah, to executive session.
Okay. All right. Okay, I don't think we'll have a two-thirds object to that, so we are adjourned. Okay, so just call the same number.